Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, The most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has very, very beautifully mentioned, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode in silsila of this lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Very beautifully we discussed in the previous episodes that undoubtedly everything has been created for a reason. And likewise, we as human beings, we are created as Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of creations. So we are also created for a purpose, for a reason. And undoubtedly, we mentioned that from the Holy Quran, it was mentioned that our reason, our purpose of creation is to worship the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. We also learned about the excellences of performing nawafil ibadat. Likewise, we learned about the beauty of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a very young age. At the same time, we also learned about the worship of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada, Shaykh Khuda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These excellent personalities, we saw their lifestyle, we learned about their lifestyle, that how they would offer the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, by observing fast for days and days and days, besides the month of Ramadan, many nawafil. Likewise, they would perform salah for the entire night. Likewise, they would give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the way of show, and they had the passion for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was ma'adhallah not a burden on anyone's shoulders, or because namaz is for, let's us just read namaz, al-a'adhu billah. That was not the case. The case was, they would have that love and that passion for performing salah, for keeping fast, for giving sadaqah, doing khairat, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah to the extent that we also learned that how pious was Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she would mention, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your nights are so short. In other words, your nights are so short that we worship you the entire night, but still our heart is not satisfied. If only your nights would have been a bit longer and we would have worshipped you, and we would have worshipped you even more. Allah, Allah, Allah. This shows the jazbah, the passion, the enthusiasm which these beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And undoubtedly, because they were on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were at the peak, at the highest station of tariqat, at the highest station of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, when these personalities, when they had so much jazbah, so much love for the ibadat, then we saw how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His special bounties upon them, and they became beloved not only to Allah and His beloved Rasul, rather they became beloved to everyone, all the people in the Ummah, and until Qiyamah they will remain the beloveds of everyone. Because indeed, the person who leaves and sacrifices his desires, his wishes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for that person. Allah ta'ala's mercy surrounds that person. Allah ta'ala's divine help surrounds that person in all his difficulties, his problems, his calamities, everything starts moving away. Not only that person also starts becoming known and recognized by other people. Allah Ta'ala makes that person's name and sound reach everywhere in the world because he forsake everything for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the shan, the status, the martaba, the rank of the awliya of Allah, the beloveds of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, today we will be discussing another beautiful personality and what can be said about this personality. I mean, he is one of the flowers from the gardens of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat raza us chamanistane karam ki zahara hai kali jisme Hussain aur Hasan phool. Yes, these two beautiful flowers, Sayyiduna Imam Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, these two flowers from the garden of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we will be discussing the ibadat, the worship, the riyadat, the practices of Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada, Imam Karbala, and Subhanallah, our leader, our master, our Sayyid, that personality who sacrificed his children, his relatives, his family members, and himself also just for one reason, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strengthen the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to set an example until Qiyamah that if someone is against Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no matter how much power he has, how superior he considers himself to be, what a great army he has, how many people are following him, your duty is you're not going to give in to that person. You will always stand against him because he is going against Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this great Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidu Shuhada Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Today we will be discussing his ibadat and his riyazat as well. Subhanallah. But before we discuss this beautiful topic, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Remember, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions that inshallah we will hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we hear the name Allah, we will say Jalla Jalaluhu, Jalla Shanuhu, Ta'ala, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Azza wa Jalla. We will praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear the name of the Sahaba ikram, we will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Likewise, when we hear the name of the awliya ikram, we will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. And inshallah, whatever we learn in today's episode, inshallah, we will first of all try and implement it in our lives and lifestyle, and then inshallah we will pass the message on to others as well. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And this is just a few intentions, but the more the merrier, the more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as you all know, is the beloved grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, his worship, his ibadat, his riyadat, his practices is something which we will not be astonished about. We won't be shocked when we listen to the amount of ibadat, the amount of worship he done. Why? Because undoubtedly he belongs to that family, that beautiful, pak, pure family, that each and every person in that family is undoubtedly a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his tarbiyat, the upbringing which was given to him, you know, when he was growing up, I mean, he's learning from the master of the entire creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's learning from Sultanul Awliya, Shaykh Khuda, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's learning from Sayyida Khatun Jannat, the leader of the woman in Jannah, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. He's learning from all of these beautiful personalities, then definitely his tarbiyat is going to be perfect. In fact, it's going to be beyond perfect. It's going to be excellent. So his worship, his ibadat, his namaz, his roza, you know, his riyadat, his practices, everything is going to be to the T. It's going to be perfect. Because he has been with that beautiful and lovely environment. As Allah has mentioned, I mentioned in the beginning as well, kya baad raza us chamanistani karam ki zahra hai kali jisme Hussain aur Hassan pool. That this entire family is beautiful, the entire household is excellent. Teri nasle paak mein hai bachcha bachcha noor ka, tu hai aine noor tera sab gharana noor ka. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So very beautifully I would mention one beautiful narration. Allama Ibn Asir Jazari very beautifully says, he says Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would pray a lot, fast in abundance, perform many hajj, give a lot of charity and participate in all good works. This was the ibadat of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Everything was extra. Fadilan kathira sawmi was salati wal hajji was sadaqati wa af'ali al khayri. Namaz, abundance of namaz. Roza, abundance of roza. Hajj, abundance of hajj. Sadaqah, abundance of sadaqah. And af'al al-khayr, good habits, good actions, good deeds. That also in abundance. I mean, everything is kathir, 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 kathir. There is only abundance in every good action, in every ibadat which has performed by Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, 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 subhanallah. Who are we talking about? The grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more narration I want to explain, then inshallah we'll discuss further. The son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very beautifully states, he says, my father, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would offer 1,000 units of voluntary prayer in the day and night. 1,000 rakat of nawafil in the day and night. Now, put all of this together. Lots of fast, lots of roza, lots of hajj, lots of namaz, lots of sadaqah, lots of khairat, lots of good deeds, lots of good actions, lots of beautiful actions, lots of nawafil. And who is this personality? That personality who is the leader of the youth in Jannah. Inna al-Hasana wal-Husayna Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. The summary of the hadith, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, that Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. The leaders of the youth in Jannah means definitely he is going to enter Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt, member of the Ahlul Bayt, Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, son of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra, son of Mawla Ali, brother of Sayyidina Imam Hassan. What a perfect lineage, what a perfect personality. But there was no pride or arrogance. You know, I belong to this family, definitely I'm going to Jannah. Just my 5 daily salah is enough. I belong to this family, I'm definitely going to Jannah. I don't need to give lots of sadaqah. I don't need to perform lots of hajj. I don't need to keep lots of fast. No. Just the fast of Ramadan is enough. Nothing extra, nothing unique must be done. No, this was not the thinking of these personalities. That despite being on that high rank, despite being of such high caliber, still every moment and every second they would spend and they would find opportunities to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. These are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Imam Hussein belonged to the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ahlul Bayt are those people. If you want to know who are the Ahlul Bayt, listen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful narration is in front of me that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned, where he says a person cannot be a true believer until he loves me more than his own life, and until he considers me more beloved than his self, and until my children are more beloved to him than his own children, and until my Ahlul Bayt are more beloved to him than his own family members. Hadith of Shu'abul Iman. Very clearly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am more beloved to him. I must be more beloved to him than himself. I must be more beloved to him than everything of his. My children must be more beloved than his children, and my Ahlul Bayt must be more beloved to him than his own family members. The member of the Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, whose love is compulsory, necessary, incumbent upon each and every believer. But his rank and his station, his maqam is that despite being on that rank, still he would find an opportunity of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This leaves us with a very big question mark. That question mark is, do we know we are going to Jannah? Do we know that we're definitely going to enter Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we know that we will definitely be successful in the hereafter? Do we know we are going to pass the exam, the test of the grave? Do we know that we are going to be successful in the hereafter? We are going to get our book of deeds in our right hand. We will be given the entry into Jannah. We will be safe from Jahannam. We will be safe from the punishment of the Jahannam. We are going to die on Iman. Do we know all of these things? Do we know we are going to live alive? We are going to live for the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Do we even know that we are going to remain alive for the next Fajr Salah? For the next Zuhar Salah? For the next Asr Salah? Do we know we are going to remain alive for the next second? By Allah, we know nothing of this. So the question mark and the question which I'm going to ask you is, then how much salah do we perform? Leave nawafil, we don't even perform sunnah. Leave sunnah, we don't even perform our fard salahs. How many rozas do we keep? Leave nawafil, rozas, many of us find excuses and we leave the fast of Ramadan as well. How many of us zakat is fard? When's the last time did we pay zakat? Or did we ever pay zakat in our life? Do we even know how to pay zakat? Upon how many of us Hajj is fard? Did we ever go for Hajj? All of these are question marks that we have no guarantee about ourselves. And still we are living life, you know, with full enjoyment, with full pleasure, with every sort of luxury, every sort of happiness, every sort of bounty. But we don't even know that what's going to happen to us if our tikana, our outcome is going to be in Jannat or in the Jahannam. These are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That despite knowing they are definitely entering Jannah, there is not even a slight possibility that they will not enter Jannah. But look at their taqwa, their practices, their worship, that still they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, remember, we also learn one very, very beautiful lesson. That is, give good tarbiyat to your children. Sayyidina Imam Hussein, yes, he was born a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's an excellent personality. He's a member of the Ahlul Bayt. But it also shows the tarbiyat which was given to him by Sayyida Fatimatul Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, by Mawla'i Kainat Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Good etiquettes, good morals, punctuality of salah, punctuality of sadaqah, punctuality of fasting. That's why he grew up with that beautiful tarbiyat and he grew up to become one of the perfect personalities in the history of Islam. This is one thing which is lacking in our society today. Tarbiyat, good upbringing for our children. And people will come and say, Mulana Sahib, you know, bacha haath se nikal gaya, bacha bigar gaya. Our children are gone out of our hands. We can't do anything to them. We can't say anything to them. We did this. This happened. They said this to us. This happened. This problem. That problem. Our son did this. Our daughter did this. Our family is in trouble. I asked them that, you know, who brought them to this level? Why didn't you do tarbiyat properly for your children? If tarbiyat was done properly, if they were brought up in the right manner, if they were given the teachings of Islam, if they were given the understanding of Islam from a young age, if they were taught about Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then today this opportunity was not supposed to happen. This problem was not supposed to take place. So you are coming to me with the problem of your children, but a very big blame goes on your shoulders as well. That you didn't give them that proper tarbiyat. It's possible sometimes you give a person very good tarbiyat, but something happens and he still goes on the wrong path. That's a different case. But majority of the cases is that the parents do not give the proper tarbiyat to their children. When the son is young, and he was walking past a shop, and whilst walking, he took something and he put it in his pocket and he said, Daddy, Daddy, or father, or my Abba Jan, Abu, look, I took this thing, that person didn't even know. You say, oh, look how great he is, look how clever he is. He took it, that person didn't even know. At that time, why didn't you stop him from doing that? That was his first wrong thing which he did. That he stole. And you encouraged him, you motivated him, you laughed at it. Tomorrow, if he becomes a thief, if he becomes a robber, who is to blame? Today he lied. And he came happily and said, you know, Daddy, this person asked me and I lied. And you said, ah, very nice. You laughed. It was a joke. Tomorrow when he starts lying to you, he starts hiding things from you, then why are you blaming anybody else? You the one who encouraged him. Today he does something wrong. And you motivate him, you cunning him, you encourage him, you make a joke out of it. The matter closes down. Nothing happens. Nothing is said. Tomorrow it will be in his mind that what I did was fine. It wasn't something very wrong. It wasn't something very big. Because my parents were happy with it. My father was pleased with it. My mother didn't say anything. So majority of our problems which we have today with our children, a very big contribution goes towards the parents. That the tarbiyat was not done in the correct manner when they were young children. The tarbiyat was not given according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If that tarbiyat was given, then by Allah, believe me, you, that person would not become a corrupt person. But unfortunately, the parents themselves don't know about Allah and His beloved Rasul. They don't know about Islam. They don't know about the teachings of Islam. They know nothing about Islam. When the parents don't know anything about Islam, how do you expect them to teach the children? How do you expect them to pass the message on to their children? So this is a very big question mark which I'm leaving you with. A question mark for you, for your wife. If you are a father, yourself, your wife, your children, your brother, your sister, your parents. Everyone needs to ask themselves this question. Then am I giving the right tarbiyat to my children? And can I give the right tarbiyat? Because if I don't have the knowledge myself, how am I going to give the tarbiyat to my children? This fear, this khawf you need to have in your hearts always. Because that child tomorrow will become a father. And he's going to give the same tarbiyat to his child which you gave to him. Your lineages are going to be destroyed. Generations are going to be destroyed. Everything is going to be a mess. This is some food for thought. This is something which every person needs to start focusing on. Every person needs to start thinking about. This is the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, that he was given the tarbiyat. He was given that spiritual upbringing, I would say. And alhamdulillah, he became Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Very beautiful narration that Sayyidina Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, and he says, Ra'itul Husayna, Allah, 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 yatakhattamu fi shahri Ramadan. I saw that Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would complete the entire Quran in Ramadan al-Kareem. Love for the Holy Quran. Again, we are coming back to the same topic where the Sahaba Ikram, we saw the Khulafai Rashidin and now Sayyidina Imam Hussein, they all had this love towards the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a practicing scholar of the Quran, an embodiment of piety and righteousness, someone who had the fear of Allah Almighty and a person of great generosity. This is the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty of the Ahlul Bayt, the beauty of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in the footsteps of these beautiful personalities. The love of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Quran and Salah can be understood from this incident. On the 9th of Muharram al-Haram, when all the hopes of reconcilement with the army of Yazid ended. There was no hope that they are going to listen or they're going to mend their ways or they will stop their filthy activities, the Yazidi camp. So when all the hopes of reconcilement finished, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala told his brother that this battle should be delayed until tomorrow by any means, and it will be better if we spend this night in the worship of Allah Almighty. Battle is tomorrow. Tomorrow, martyrdom is going to take place. Tomorrow, a battle, a war is going to start. But tonight, we are going to spend in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then said to his brother, if we have an opportunity, then we will spend this night in salah, dua, and seeking forgiveness, as I have love for salah and recitation of the Quran for the sake of Allah Almighty. And it is my habit to make dua and to seek forgiveness in abundance. Imam Hussein himself is saying, as I have love for salah and recitation of the Quran for the sake of Allah Almighty. I have love for salah, I have love for salah, I have love for Quran. It's my habit to make dua, to ask, to seek for forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are those personalities who are forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those personalities that through their sadaqah, we make dua in the court of Allah, that Ya Allah, through these blessed, pious personalities, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, have nazar karam and shower your special mercy on us for the sake of these pious personalities. We make dua through their wasila. And look at the rank of these personalities. They would, you know, have the passion of asking for forgiveness in the court of Allah, performing salah, reciting the Holy Quran. These are undoubtedly the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the true bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we read regarding Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then we always think to ourselves that, and we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow in the footsteps of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen, 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 bijahi nabi al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last beautiful incident I want to mention to you. This is mentioned in Kashful Mahjub Sharif, that a man once presented himself in the court of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and began to complain of his destitution and poverty. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, "Sit down for a little while. We will receive our allowance soon. As soon as the allowance arrives, we will send you on your way." A short time had passed when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Katib-e Wahi, Sahabi-e Rasul radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sent 5 bags containing 1,000 dinars, 1,000 gold coins each. The envoy said, "Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sends his apologies for sending such a small amount of money. Please accept it and distribute it amongst the needy." Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave all of that money away to that poor man and apologized to the man for the delay. Two beautiful lessons we learn from this beautiful narration. First of all, we learn that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was habitual in giving sadaqah and helping the needy, giving charity, helping masakeen, having the fuqara, helping those who need something. Unfortunately, today there are people who claim to love Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but they are stingy. They are people who are miser. They don't like to give to the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to those who are asking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second very, very, very beautiful lesson which we learn from this incident is that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that personality who was extremely humble, extremely modest. That's why he apologized to the person that, "Sorry for the delay." That person came to ask for something, and because there was a delay, Sayyidina Imam Hussein is apologizing to that person. No takabbur, no arrogance. He is apologizing. Not that, you know, "I am a big person, you came to me, wait for hours, wait for this, wait for that." No. These are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon the footsteps and follow the footsteps of these pious predecessors. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always work and strive towards fulfilling our purpose of creation, our reason of creation. With these few words, we have come towards the end of today's silsila. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. If we have this love, we have everything. If we lose this love, by Allah, we lose everything. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. 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 Let's know.